The FDA, Robin, today giving food companies 3 years to stop using artificial trans fats. In a statement today, the FDA said artificial trans fats are not generally recognized as safe. And Acting Commissioner Stephen Ostroff said the FDA's phase out will prevent thousands of fatal heart attacks every year. And this comes after years of health concerns over artificial trans fats. A number of companies and cities have already phased them out. Michael Jacobson is executive director of the Center for Science in the Public Interest, a nonprofit consumer advocacy group. He's with us from Washington. Michael Jacobson, welcome.
Thanks very much for having me.
And your organization has been petitioning the FDA for years to phase out artificial trans fats, which are still found in some baked goods and fried foods. What's your reaction to today's news?
Well, it's terrific news. The FDA is putting the final nail in the coffin of artificial trans fat. It's been a long time coming, but it's going to save thousands of lives every single year.
What are trans fats still in at this point?
Well, they're in a wide variety of foods. Fairly large amounts are in microwave, in certain brands of microwave popcorn, frozen pies, frostings, canned frostings, biscuits and biscuit mixes. But it's interesting. You'll find large amounts in certain brands, but you won't find any in other brands. And that demonstrates that companies could replace the artificial trans fats with healthier oils. And there's no oil that's as harmful as artificial trans fat.
Well, and in fact, we were looking today just to see who was still using them. And I thought, oh, Frito-Lay, maybe they're using it. You go to their website and they say, good news, we stopped using artificial trans fats back in 2003. So a lot of companies have already started to move in this direction. But others are saying this is going to be a real problem that, for example, pie crust, the American Frozen Food Institute, says you don't use trans fats in pie crust, consumers are not going to have their expectations met.
That's a bunch of malarkey. Some brands of pie crusts do not have artificial trans fat, and that just demonstrates that it can be done. So, you know what? We've seen tremendous progress since around 2003, progress stimulated by bad publicity, FDA's labeling requirement, lawsuits against fast food companies and Kraft Foods, bans by health departments and states. California banned trans fat in restaurants and bakeries. New York City did the same. So there's been tremendous progress. 10 or 15 years ago, the industry was using 8 billion pounds of partially hydrogenated oil, the source of artificial trans fat, per year, 8 billion pounds. They're down to about 1 billion pounds per year without a single complaint from customers. You know, so companies, if they want to do it, they can replace the artificial trans fat. And FDA will finally say, okay, it's gone. You got to get rid of it totally by 2018.
That's Michael Jacobson, the executive director of the Center for Science in the Public Interest. On a big day at the FDA, they have said food companies, if you're using trans fats, you've got 3 years to phase them out. They are not safe, not generally recognized as safe, according to the FDA. Michael, thank you.
Thanks for having me.